Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and friends and family. Just so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer at this particular time.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to all listeners. Praise God. And yes, we do worship him just because of who he is. Praise the Lord. I love that selection. Thank you, Pastor. In Colossians 3, 1 through 3, it reads as follows. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on the things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for another day in glory and with his mercy, yes, and with his grace. I want to thank him for this broadcast. I want to thank him for all things that we need to go forward to bring in more believers to him. I want to thank him for just being who he is. Praise the Lord. That was a beautiful selection. I'm stuck on that selection, Pastor Beasley. But anyway, I want to pray for those who are sick, for those who are shut in, for those who are going through bereavement, for those who are struggling, who asked us to remember them in prayer, for those who are shut in, and for those who don't even know that they need prayer, to come this way, to come with God, to come with Christ, and seek your affections on things above, not on the earth, but things above. I want to pray for this broadcast and our pastors, and for all people, that we will take all of our full attention and focus and put it on the Lord in Christ, for he has for what he has done for us, for giving his only begotten son. I want to bind up anything that will come into this broadcast, and I pray that he continue to bless both our pastors so they can get out the word in any way that they can. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. Trying to see here. Well, hey, brothers and sisters, this is Thankful Thursday. Hey, the Bible says in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So we happy to know that we do that anyway, but today is a special day. Today is a day where we set aside to thank God for scriptures he's given us revelation with or revelation on or things that are touching in our spirit, man. And so we want to open up by saying, if you have a scripture that has been illuminated before you, one that has just blessed you, I think about that scripture in Colossians 3. You got to seek things above. Too many people are seeking things beneath, seeking things on earth. We're to seek those things above. I told you all the other day, the world is trying to get our attention, so we can't seek those things above. See, that's why you got to guard your heart. That, and I like that scripture right there. If you use that scripture right there as a scripture of to guard your heart with, man, that's awesome. I mean, you can guard your heart with that one. All you got to do, and then I like the way the Messenger Bible read with that one as well. And we're going to open it up because this is your life, brothers and sisters. God wants to live as his people. And if you're going to guard the hidden man of the heart, you're going to have to do that. Yeah. See, yeah. God brought you fathers back from a dead world to a living world, according to Hebrews. You know. So we're to live that new and living way. Stay alert. Watch out. Pay attention. Honor the things of God. How you do that? By keeping your mind on things above. That's how you keep your mind in at peace. That's how you keep your mind in that perfect way, because your mind is on Christ. When you get your mind off of Christ, then everything in the world wants your attention, and it will demand it. That's the other thing we ain't talking about. It'll demand your attention. But if you're going to guard your heart, you better seek those things above. You better get your answers from above. Stop trying to get your answers from beneath. Okay, with that being said, we'll open up. Anyone like to have a scripture? We wide open. Just go for it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Y'all know I pick up where we start yesterday. Don't nobody want to give God thanks for a special scripture. And then while we're saying that, let me go ahead on and get that one. I'm kind of like taking that one from Evangelist Sharon, but it was just so awesome when she read it, and my mind went there. Just to think about, if you're going to protect yourself, protect your spirit, you got to seek those things which is above where Christ said. That's what you got to do. And this is serious, people. This is serious living for Christ. This is, if you want to know how to protect yourself, you got to stay focused. Because yeah. Satan going to get any way he can, any way at all. And you have to be careful. I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon. She shared something with me, I don't know if it was yesterday or when, but I was looking for it, and I can't find it because I wanted to share it with you all. Because you got to be careful what you ask God for. When you done asked him for something, brother and sister, be prepared to deal with it the way he's giving it to you. I don't care if it's strength, if it's knowledge. Just be prepared how he's going to give it to you. And I asked, I'm going to ask the Evangelist Sharon if she'll share that with us. I don't know if she have it there, but I couldn't find it, and I was trying to find it. You know that thing you shared with me, Evangelist Sharon? I'd like for you to share it on the broadcast, if you'd be so kind to.
Yes, Pastor. I'm trying to locate it right now, but of course.
Go ahead. And meanwhile, we'll get a sandwich from our Evangelist Renee at this particular time. And when you can't find it. Evangelist Renee.
Good morning, everyone. Pastor Moon. To God be the glory. On our first piece of bread, we're going to put John 11:25-26. It's from the New Living Translation. Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never die." Do you believe it, Martha? I do. And on this other piece of bread, we're going to put Psalms 103:13. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. Did I say that? The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. Inside that, them two pieces of bread, we're going to put our scripture we stand on. By his stripes we are healed.
Yes.
We are counselors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us.
Yes.
God is good all the time.
All the time. God is good. Amen.
All the time. That's our sandwich for the day.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. I certainly thank you for John 8. But because he sent Jesus as truth, and if we'll understand that that's truth he sent, I think she said John 8:26. Okay, I couldn't see it. Was that 8:26? For that first piece of bread, Pastor, was that 8:26?
I think it was 11:26, Pastor.
Oh, 11:26. Okay, okay. Just want to make sure what I heard. Okay, so it's 11:26. Because I was thinking about that's the truth. And well, praise God. You know, it's just so much revelation in the Word of God. If a person wants to live in me, Christ was saying, that you'll do this and you'll never die. And in doing that, you got to protect your heart, brothers and sisters. How you do that? By believing, by acting on that word. So you got to act on that word. So thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. And just love that sandwich. Somebody texted me the other day, and I was going to call you and tell you, but they texted me the other day and said, what kind of bread is she using? Wheat or honey, something. So they were just teasing, and I said, it's spiritual bread. It's spiritual bread. But I got it straight for you, Evangelist Renee. It's spiritual bread.
Okay.
There's no fight. There's no lie. It's spiritual bread. That's
right. Praise God.
It ain't white, it ain't brown, it's spiritual.
Amen. Anyone else?
I want to just thank the Lord for blessing me and keeping me.
Yeah.
I would ask that you guys keep me in prayer. I had a baptism pump put in, and they had to take it out, and now where it was, I have a indentation in my back, and it hurts if I put pressure on it. So I got to go back and talk to them and see what they want to do about it. But I ask that you would keep me in your prayers.
Yes.
As I go through this journey. But I know God is a healer. And it's going to be A-okay.
Amen.
Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we just stand in agreement with this, our sister, our friend, your child. Evangelist Renee. You know the situation. The doctors will diagnose the case. The nurses will administer medicine. But, Father God, the healing got to come from you. The deliverance got to come from you. So, Father God, we put ourselves in agreement right now that whatever needs to show up, let the doctor see it. Whatever it needs to be ministered to, let the nurses do that, Father God. We bind up everything that will cause worration, cause stress, cause tension. We bind it in the name of Jesus right now. We say her mind is free. Her spirit is free to receive all the blessings of life. And not only that, we serve notice on things in heaven and things on the earth and things beneath the earth that God have blessed this sister. God have made her a believer. And because she is in Christ, whatever she asks, it shall be done. So, Father God, we stand right here with her for her healing, for her, wherever it is, physical, mentally, emotional. Father, right now, let peace flow there. Let peace flow in all of those areas so her mind will stay, it will stay on you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, right now. Be still, my child, the Lord is saying. Be still. Be quiet. Hear from me. I have the medicines you need in Jesus' name. I have that, said the Lord. Because you have the mind of Christ, you will respond to the things of Christ. Now, Father God, we ask these and all blessings in Christ's name, and we do pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyone else have anything to say before we we just want everybody to know you have an opportunity to share with what you learned this week, or if any scripture jumped out at you that was you want to share in your study time, you gotten some revelation knowledge and you want to share with a particular scripture.
Amen. Well, Pastor, I like to share from 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter and the 4th verse, where it says, "But let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price." Amen. And then it had a reference verse that went with that. Romans 2 and verse 29 says, "But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God." And then in Philippians 3:3 it says, "For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh." So as I look at scripture, praise God, I'm happy to know now that I know is our spirit when we're talking about the heart. And I did not that before. So I thank God for the revelation that I know now that when I see heart, he's talking about our spirit. And I just thank God for that, because even in the Message Bible, that 4th verse 3 and verse 4 says, the 4th verse, it said, "Cultivate inner beauty, the gentle, gracious kind that God delights in." So, you know, we be so prepared, or we, well, I'll talk about myself, you know, trying to make sure the outward appearance, you know, look good. But we need to be more concerned about the inward man, the inward.
Yes.
So yes. I just thank God that now that I realize that, that's at a whole new understanding and knowledge when we're talking about the heart. So I'm now more conscious and more aware that talking about the spirit. And so I just thank God for that. And so like that scripture says from the King James, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. So that lets us know God is well pleased with that, because it says of great price. That is great. And so I just can't praise God enough for his word. So I just like to thank you for bringing that out and helping me, and I'm sure others, to understand that as well. So thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for bringing that out. Listen, brother, sister, I want you all to know, God give me stuff. It ain't for me. It's for the world. It's for all of us. And that's why I share. When God say to share something, I share. I don't have any problem. And doesn't matter who's around and who's here and who doesn't. When God said, hey, I want you to get that inner spirit or that inner man dressed up with my stuff, I said, okay, Lord, I'll do that. And then I'm thinking, okay, the spirit, but the Lord said, I'm talking about your heart. And then he turned around and explained to me that he's not talking about the heart that's in our chest.
Mm-hmm.
That's in a 4-inch muscle that we call an organ that pumps the blood. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about our spirit. So I was truly blessed before you got blessed. So, you know, when I get excited, man, sometimes I can't wait to share. Because it'd be that exciting to me. So, brothers and sisters, let's cultivate the inner beauty, which is that hidden man of the heart. See, that's what God wants to, that's the beauty that he wants us to express. I was telling this to somebody the other day. A person needs to look beyond the optical nerve and see what's inside of a person. Don't stop looking at the outside.
I
think we as a people have been taught to look at the outside rather than to look on the inside. That's why a lot of relationships hadn't worked in the past, because people looked at the outside.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why
now.
A lot of us have made bad decisions on cars or transportation, because we looked at the outside. We didn't really look on the inside. If we looked on the inside for some stuff in our life, we might, that was some furniture we may not have ever bought. There's some vehicles we wouldn't even give a second look. And that's with friends too, with associates. If we had a really looked on the inside, there were some people we probably wouldn't even let in our circle. You'd be surprised. If you really check it out, a lot of times people asking me to be my friend, or they want me to be part of their Instagram or whatever. Man, the first thing I do, brothers, is I want to see the inside. Let me look at the person page. Let me see what they're talking about. And then the moment I see something that doesn't agree with my spirit man, I said, oh, no, that's not part of the new life I'm living now. I don't want nobody on my page, because I don't know who may get on my page. And then they shaking this and shaking. I mean, it's okay. If that's what somebody want to do, they have nothing to do with me. So the things that I want have nothing to do with the outward. They showing the outward. So you got a lot of people want to be your friend, and they post everything outward. Well, I want somebody posting scripture.
All right.
I let somebody be my friend every day, because every day they posting scripture. They trying to help somebody. See, that moved me, because they trying to give somebody the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Not how they can shake it and bake it and make it. That doesn't do it. So now I choose my friend by what I see on the inside. I want to see, are they walking by faith? I want to see if they walking in the love of God. I want to see where their heart is at. I want to see if they delighten themselves in God. Where is their delight at? What they really got going on?
All right.
Do they care about the things of God, or are they just concerned about the outward? Because most outward stuff, and y'all may not like this, but most outward stuff, you can go buy.
Amen.
But this inward thing is priceless.
Yes,
that's
right. That's right.
You don't have enough money. You don't know. You can't politic your way. You got to get it from God, man. You got to get it from Him. And that's what took me. That's what turns me. That's what gets me excited, because I see a person who adorn themselves with the beauty of God, with scripture. We're like, you know what? I like this. I like what God said about that. I like, oh, that scripture right there just really touched me. See, I'm impressed with stuff like that. So I get, you want to be my friend, you better come with something like that, or you can just pass my page. I'm cool with it. I don't need you. I mean, that may sound arrogant and so forth, but God just teaching me to look at the beauty that's within.
Amen.
Yeah, which is that quiet spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that in the sight of God, that is priceless. So if it's priceless to God, I'm going to say this, not be dumb, but if it's priceless to God, I'm just saying, if it's of a great price to God, I'm just saying that.
Okay.
If it's precious to God, if God care about it that much, it means so much to God.
All right.
Well, it ought to mean that much to you as well. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
If God can see and needs all that much, well, it should mean that much to you too. So when you checking people out, make sure that spirit, the hidden man of the heart, is of great price. And ain't talking about no dirty, filthy lucre either.
All right, now.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about with the things of God, with the things that God offer, like love, real grace, real faithfulness, real truth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for bringing that foundational scripture back up. Anyone else? Were you able to find that evangelist for Sharon?
Hallelujah.
You might have hers on mute. But if not, I'll share it with you all tomorrow. I'm going to go find that. But the piece she shared with me was so awesome and so profound.
Unfortunately, I'm unable to retrieve that. And I don't want to try to quote it and mess it up. It's so beautiful. So I'll try and have it prepared for Sunday before I review. Praise God.
What about tomorrow?
Well, I hate to try to retrieve something off of Instagram depending on people, on humans, because, you know, it might change up. There'll be a new fad tomorrow. I actually got it off Instagram, and I don't want to say I can do something. I can't. I know by Sunday I'll be able to retrieve it.
The quote, okay,
even if
that's
I have
fine.
To get it from someone who I sent it to. Okay, praise God.
Okay, yeah, no problem. No problem. Thank you so much. I have to... But I think she sent. I think you sent it to me. So I just probably need to look around in some of my stuff. I think he might have sent it to me on Instagram, but I have to look. But anyway, hey, praise the Lord, brothers. I think anybody else got anything else they want to share? It's Thankful Thursday. We still thankful. Everything give thanks. We thanking God. I love to thank him for the word. So awesome. I thank him that there's no Halloween, it's hallelujah. We're not creating hallelujah for no Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Sometimes you got to be quiet and listen to the Lord. Be still. Let him talk to you. They said this song, "What Would Jesus Do?" I don't think Jesus be introducing no witches and stuff to nobody. I don't think he'd do that. That's just my thinking, based on a little Bible knowledge I got.
All right.
But you got to come to realize the reality, brothers and sisters, of the Word of God. You got to come to the realization of the reality that the Word of God is truth. That's God himself in you. He ain't finna say no. Well, we just got to learn this stuff. That's all. The Heavenly Father, he desires that we be one with him and not be one with us first, but we be one with him first, because you don't want him jumping in no Halloween mess. You don't want that. So get in him first.
Praise God.
Jesus.
Praise God.
Okay, anyone else? Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm going to do what Jesus will do. That's all I ask anybody. Hey, if you think Jesus will act like a clown, then act like a clown. If that's your biblical knowledge, then that's what you do. Because you'll grow. You'll come out of that place. But right now, whatever biblical knowledge you have, do that. If that's good, if that's lovely, if that's just do that. That's all. Whatever lovely, whatever right. Your biblical knowledge didn't do that. But you see, because of where I am in the Lord, ain't no way in the world I won't dress up like no pumpkin. I ain't trying to scare people. I'm trying to get people saved, delivered, every day.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to have a day off like some folks. They can have a day off and celebrate Halloween. I can't do it. That's the time you got to go win souls. You got to have that kind of overview about things.
Mm-hmm.
Got to know where you're headed to. I'm just going to say the Holy Spirit won't let me do certain things anymore because of my level of knowledge. The Bible says my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They perish. They're going to die because they haven't gotten the true knowledge. But anyone else? Hallelujah, for we dismiss here. Well, we'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you, everyone. Yes.
You said something earlier in the week. I'm not sure if it was this week or last week. It might have been last week, but I'm not sure. But years ago I had said the church is in us. The church is not in the building. We're going to church to feel the Spirit, and you ain't going to feel it. You might feel it in the building, but it ain't real. But when you said that, I was like, oh, I've been saying that for a long time, that God is not in the building. God is inside us. The church is us.
Amen.
And when you said the church, I was like, oh, wow. And I was a youngster then.
Hey, man.
I don't know if Pastor Bell remember that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But
amen.
I just wanted to share that because you brought it up and I was like, yeah, I said that years ago.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
I was usually there.
And we all stay blessed, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.